Ban points out the certain anomaly in the language used in the construction or the instructions to build a Mishkan, that throughout this parsha, Parshas Truma, we find all the instructions are given in the Lashon Yachad. They're said singularly to Moshe that he, it seems individually, should build it. It's Ipiso, so you should cover it, be a tactile, you should produce, Vasisa, you should make, Vehevesa, Betavot, Venasata. All the words used are singular languages that are used instructing Moshe how to construct the Mishkan, except for the very first time anyone is told anything, for the first object which is made, which is the Aron. There it says, Ve'osu Aron Atseishitim, that you, plural, they should make the Aron. The Ramban is bothered, why is the very first product, the first part of the Mishkan that they're making the Aron, that one is said, the Lashon Ravim, as a plural, and all the rest are said in the Lashon Yachad as a singular instruction to an individual. And Ravan says, as far as Pshat goes, his only starting point is how do we understand the Pshat? Says Ravan, Pshat is Yachzer el b'nei Yisrael hanis karim l'maylo. In the very beginning of the parasha, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, that you should speak to the Jewish people as a whole, the yikuli truma, and they should take truma. So viva osu aron, who is making the aron? It's referring back to the Jewish people from whom you took as a conglomerate all of the money that we would be used in the materials in the construction. After that, all the singular languages, kulan b'loshen yachad, ki Moshe kineged kol Yisrael. Once you have the instruction given to the Jewish people, Moshe after that becomes their agent, their messenger. Moshe's kineged, Moshe's in response to all the Jewish people, so that every single time throughout the parasha, the Ramban says, when it said b'loshen yachad, and it seems as if Hashem is speaking only directly to Moshe, really Moshe is representative of the entirety of the Jewish people, and therefore the first time is for all the Jewish people, then every time after that it's said b'loshen yachad to Moshe, but he really represents everyone. That's as far as pshat goes. Then the Ramban continues, however, whenever you have a strange usage in the Torah, that might be pshat, but there's a remez. There has to be something here that's being taught to us, that when it comes to the Aron, when it comes to this first vessel of the Mikdash, the Aron, there it's specifically used b'loshon rabim. Says the Ramban, there is something of significance here. The reason why the Torah says this here, b'loshon rabim, she'yirman she'yir kol Yisrael mishtafin batiya sa'aron. Here, by the Aron, this one vessel, this one aspect of the Mishkan, all the Jewish people have to be involved in it, and therefore this one has the plural language, v'osu, you, all the Jewish people, you all have to be involved in constructing the Aron. Vavorshu kodesh mishkanei elyon, this is the holiest of all the objects of the Mishkan, this is where the Shekhinah would rest, would house the Luchos. She is kukulam with Torah. In order that all the Jewish people should be zaycha and merit to share a chelik in Torah, they all have to be part of the actual construction. Says the Ramban, quoting in Medrash, who asked the exact same question, why is this Beloshon Rabin? It's Neymar b'chol ha-kelim, koso ve'asisa, and here it says ve'asu, that you plural, says Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yavu hakol v'yisasku ba'aron, let everybody come and be osek and toil in the aron, she is kukulam with Torah. Now the only problem with the Medrash is what exactly does it mean that the Jewish people should be Osek in the Aron? We know the only one who actually constructed the Aron was Bezalel. So it's a nice idea to say that the Jewish people should all be involved, they all should be Osek in the construction of the Aron, that they should have a Chelek in Torah, but they weren't and they couldn't. It was specifically Bezalel who was involved. So says the Ramban, what does it mean that all the Jewish people should be Osek in Torah? He suggests three things. Says the Ramban, number one, she is nadiv kol echad klizav echad ba'aron. Everybody should give something specific monetarily to the Aron, more than the general nidava that they generally have to give for the entire construction. Every Jew should give something specific to the Aron. I need to give something specifically to the Torah in order that I should have a piece of it, I should have a chelek, I should be zeich in Torah. Something specific has to be given directly and specifically for the Aron. Number two, says the Ramban, oh, she ya azor lebetzalel ezer ma'at. Some form of help to Bezalel. Now, it couldn't be help in actually constructing, because that was Bezalel and Bezalel alone. Something towards helping him. Some of the Mefarshei HaRamban suggested what the Ramban means, whether or not it was carrying the materials, carrying his tools, helping set things up, providing an area, whatever was needed to allow Bezalel to do his job. Every Jew, if you didn't want to actually give money, then with your own hands, be involved in getting it set up so that Bezalel can do his job. Thirdly, says the Rabbanu, she'yachavnu l'davar. You should mentally prepare, pay attention, think about this. Now, I don't know exactly what the Ramban means when he says that a person, one of the ways is you should be mentally involved, mentally prepared, whether or not it means some form of the preparations or the thought processes or sitting on the board that was going to be dealing with the issues of providing. I don't know exactly what he means, but there's some form of mental capacity being involved. And it's a fascinating Ramban when you think about what he's saying here, that in order for the Jewish people to be Zoicha and Torah, they had to have a chelik in it, but they weren't going to actually be constructing it. They weren't going to be the ones in the yeshivas teaching it, whatever it would be, but in order to have a chelik in Torah, there are three methods. You give financially to allow for it to happen. You physically get involved to allow for it to happen. You physically make sure that the building is ready, constructed, set aside, that you, with your own hands, are allowing it to be there. Or with your intent, your machshava, your mental capacities, you somehow invest something in it to allow that to happen, whether or not in the modern day sense that would be in some way a board or with your expertise in whatever field you may have, somehow using your mental abilities to allow for it to happen, says Ervan, that was taking place in the Mishkan. That's why you have the plural language of the Asu, that everybody should in some way, be it monetarily, emotionally, physically, somehow, mentally, being able to be involved in the construction of the Aron more than everything else, that everybody should have a Chelek in Torah.